Hey everyone, you're listening to a message from Dr. David Casale of the Congo Initiative. This week he'll be focusing on 1 John and Romans 12 as we conclude the Missions Fest series, We're Family. Be sure to check out the accompanying We're Family Devo on our website, eastbrook.org/devotionals.
We're family. That's John chapter 3, verse 1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Verse 2, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Romans chapter 12, verse 5. So, in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Verse 10, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Our theme today is we're family. Family is a very strong sociological reality, especially in Africa where I come from. The dictionary defines family as a group consisting of parents and children living together in a household. Also, a group of people related to one another by blood or marriage. In Africa, family provides strong sense of identity, bond, and unconditional support. As such, a family member can never be turned away because each member has a strong sense of responsibility toward others. My father was a pastor for over 60 years when he died. We are 12 children in our family, 6 boys and 6 girls, 9 still living and 3 have gone to be with the Lord. Today in my city of Beni, my extended family members gather together at least once a month for worship, fellowship, mutual encouragement, problem solving, financial contribution for different needs, be it a marriage or funeral. And for the past 10 years, my wife and I have been living with my mother in our house. My wife and I, we have 3 boys. Baraka, our first son, married to an American lady from Wisconsin called Shannon, our daughter-in-law, now both living in Grand Rapids. Chris, our second boy, got married to Salama, a Congolese lady, living in Kampala, in Uganda. Steve, our third boy, got married to Ruth, our Kenyan-American daughter-in-law, now living in Chicago. We are indeed a cosmopolitan family. We are always on WhatsApp, family WhatsApp, discussing food and sports and education and coronavirus and Bible and on and on and which team is winning, Arsenal or whatever. 3 years ago, all of us together spent a week in one place just as a family. And we are planning to do it again in 2 years. Given my experience, my human experience, my African experience, It is not surprising to me that God would choose family as a concept to explain and demonstrate our relationship with Him and our relationship, we believers, with one another. Having said that, I know that many Christians have not experienced family for one reason or the other. Or maybe others have some difficulty experiencing other Christians as a member of God's family that we are. My intention today is to remind us, and more than to remind us, to emphasize and stress the biblical truth that we are family. We need not only to be reminded, we need to live it out. We are family. There are two theological truths that convinces us, that must convince us, that we are family. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Behold, see what great love God has lavished, the Father has lavished upon us, that we may be called children of God. And that is who we are. That God be called Father, and we together as believers be called children, His children. That, says John, is just a great love. It's an overwhelming, overpowering love. It's a family that we are. As believers, we are that group consisting of parent, father, and children living together, relating to our Father and relating to one another by blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. So God is not ashamed to identify Himself as our Father and us as His children. We are children now, we are family now, and we will be family in heaven, and we will be like Him and see Him as He is. Another deep Christological reality comes to us from Paul, the Apostle Paul, in Romans chapter 12, verse 5. And Christo in Christ, when we are in Christ, being in Christ, we are. And that we are has three big realities. It touches three big things for us being in Christ. It touches our faith, it touches our identity, and it touches our differences. First, it touches our faith. Our being in Christ comes from our believing in Christ. When we professed our faith, when we believed in Christ, this is an individual act that brought us in relationship with Christ. But it is also a shared faith, because it's not only you, it's only not only the others, it's every one of us who have believed in Christ. We are in Christ. Our faith together has brought us to be in Christo, in Christ. The second reality in being in Christ is our identity. Identity is the root of humanity. And here, it is the root of our being together, a family in Christ. In Africa, we say, I am. Because we are, we being my people, my tribe. I identify with my tribe. I am because my people are. And because we are, therefore I am. My group defines my identity, my protection, my provision, my dependence, my interdependence, it is within my group. This is strong cohesion. But we at Congo Initiative, we say, I am because Christ is. And because Christ is, therefore, we are. Our identity is in Christ. So, he says, we are many. So there are three things, as I said, this is our faith in Christ, our identity in Christ, but also our differences in Christ. We are many from the United States of America, Canada, Latin America, from Europe and Africa, from Asia, from different tribes, and the Kikuyus in Kenya, and the Kalenjin, and even in America, the Caucasian and African Americans and Native Americans and we are many. We who are many have one faith in Christ. We who are many have one identity in Christ. Therefore, in Christ, we form one body. And not only we form one body, we have a sense of belonging to one another. There is a sense of interdependence between us. Yes, yes. Interdependence between African believers and American believers. African-American believers and Caucasian believers. It's not an American church and a Congolese church and that church and a Baptist church and Methodist church and Christian in Christ. We are a family. This theological basis has practical sociological daily application. Paul says in chapter 12, verse 10 of Romans, be devoted. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another. Love yourselves. Friends, this can be possible only when we grasp the love of God upon us. And when we grasp the blood of Jesus making us one in Christ. And then Paul says, we must devote. Be devoted to one another. Devotion has a sense of commitment. Devotion has a sense of attentiveness. Devotion has a sense of loyalty to one another. Strong. It is possible in Christ, in a family. And Paul says, honor, honor one another, even above yourself. There's a sense of respect the others. I don't know about you, friends. This reality is not there for us to just know. It is there for us to live it out. or your family in a local setting of a local church, all the members of your congregation are your family. Your family in regional and national, all those in Christo, in Christ, whether we like it or not, they are our brothers and our sisters. There is also a sense of being family on a global level. May you invite us as we continue to explore the life and words of Christ. Let's examine what in us as individuals and in us as a church and as a people hinders us from experiencing the body of Christ, others, as a family. Father, you have called us to be your family, and to call you Abba Father. And that, says John, is what we are. It's my prayer that today you will put that urge in us to stretch hand to someone maybe we have excluded from the family of God, and yet maybe a believer, but we have found it difficult to call him or her a brother, a family member. We pray that today we will be able to reach out to somebody out there, our neighbor. That Father God calls my child. That we too can call him, her, them, my family. This is our prayer, Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Dr. David Casale. At this time, we welcome you to join us for our weekend services by RSVPing for an in-person service or joining us online at eastbrook.org/at-home. For more information on Eastbrook, visit our website at eastbrook.org.